The post-match interview.
Back down into the Geelong rooms. Hilly, who you got?
Just bouncing from one interview to another. Jed Buse, welcome to the coverage and congratulations on a big win tonight.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
You would have been really pleased to get through the game, obviously, physically, coming back from injury.
Yeah, really pleased. I was just happy to be playing and, got through unscathed and went all right, so it was good.
Busey kinging up in the K-Rock box. Benny Cass, Nealty, Brownie and Bucky, well done on your performance. You had to sweat it out in the VFL for a little while. They've made you earn the return.
Yeah, no, I did. I think I played about 6 games in the twos. I guess it was hard to drop anyone, the form the boys are in. So I couldn't get too angry. Just had to put my head down and just work away and just wait for my chance.
Was there something specifically that you had to work on in terms of, and obviously your footy last year was really impressive, but was there something that they wanted you to be doing to ensure that when you got into the side, you hit the ground running?
Not anything in particular. It's just probably just keep playing well and just, I guess, get ready, you know, when the chance come, and luckily for me it came against Adelaide, which is good.
You've got a great record against Eddie Betts. You didn't spend all of tonight on him, but Monday morning, do you go into Chris Scott's office and go, Scotty, it's Adelaide this week and there's a bloke called Betts playing and I have a good record on him, do you think I might be a sniff Friday night?
No, Scarlett actually come and told me, he goes, oh, I've got a photo to show you, and he googled Eddie Betts and chucked him up and said, well done, you're playing. So no, look, it was good to play on him and play all right. No, kept him to, I think, a point, which is great. So I was happy with my defensive game.
Jude, it's Ben Cass. Congratulations on getting back to senior footy and playing so well. Is it difficult to when you're whacking away on the twos and the seniors are going so well, and you know you've got a role that's not all about statistics and lighting it up in terms of being in the paper, but is it difficult to keep just plying that trade knowing that the team things will get you back rather than thinking, oh geez, I need to be doing something out of the box to actually get back in the senior side?
It can be a bit frustrating. I think last week, I got a little bit frustrated. We played against Frankston and we won by 100 points, but I probably wasn't that happy with my performance. So I wasn't too sure about how the selection was going to go for me this week. But I guess it was just having that confidence that I could do it at AFL level when I got that chance and just be ready and take it.
And how did you go? I know you've had that really good grounding. It's probably, in hindsight, while it's frustrating, it's probably served you really well coming back tonight. You seem to run out the game really well. You got through unscathed. So while it was frustrating at the same time, it's probably helped you a little.
Yeah, and you know, nights like this makes it all worth it. You know, it's good. You know, this reminds me why I play footy. Yeah, I loved it. Love being out there with the boys.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Speaking with the victorious cat, Jed Buse. Here's Mark Neal.
G'day, Jed. Well done. Welcome back to footy playing on Eddie Betts, I suppose. Just a quick question. In that second quarter, your back six changed a fair bit, and it continued to change in the third quarter. Like you lost Blitzars, went into the ruck. Colin Jasny has to play taller. Jack Henry goes back. How do you, as a group, adjust to that mid-game?
I don't know if what we did specifically, but we seem to, I guess, just focus on the small things, the basics, which sounds pretty boring, but we didn't think we were supporting each other well enough in that first quarter. So it was just simply getting back to each other. It didn't matter who it was, what personnel, but just getting around and supporting each other a bit better than what we were, and I think we did that a lot better as the game went on.
And Jed, the big Ukrainian, Colin Jasny, he's having a good season.
Oh, he's good. He just hasn't kicked a goal yet, so it's good fun.
Are you trying to get him one? Do you talk about it?
We try, yeah, but apparently I could have handballed mine to him, but that was not going to happen.
You haven't set up a team drill during the week that's actually solely focused on getting him a goal?
No. We'll probably save it for an important game, hopefully down the track in the finals.
Buse, you didn't roll back after you kicked your goal past him and said, gee, come on, Collar, it's not that hard.
No, I'll let him know now, though.
And you might be or might not be interested to know, but you probably don't care, but it's of interest to me who likes my numbers. Dad played 207 games, so you're starting to climb up in the numbers in terms of you and Dad together. It's you must be enjoying the fact that you're following in his footsteps.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I know Dad was obviously captain of the club and one of the better players back in the 80s and 90s, so it's just good fun to be playing out here, and I hope I'm doing him proud.
He's doing okay down with the Anglesey boys as well. Jacko's playing some all right footy, obviously being targeted as a reigning Ash medalist in the Bellarine League, but the old man holding the fort down there well.
Yeah, he's got his coach's hat on. I'm not sure what exact role he's got, but he's doing something down there. But yeah, he'll be down there tomorrow with the boys.
Yeah, absolutely. You going to have a look?
Nah, probably not.
Feet up?
Nah, I don't know. I might go, but look, I got nothing on.
Busey, great to see you back. We've missed the 24 running around. Obviously, you know you're one of our favourites here at Carrick Footy. Well done, and look forward to seeing you next Saturday night at Marble.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Jed Buse joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The post-match interview.